Chapter 1 Lee Weston's big hands clenched tightly around the handle of the spade. For a little while, he could not continue. And then, taking a breath that held the shudder of grief, he began to scoop thick red gumbo into the grave, covering the body of his father. It was done, and the two mesquite sticks he had tied together with a rawhide thong in the form of a cross cast their shadow across the raw, ugly earth. Lee Weston dropped the shovel and turned to walk with weary gait back to the heap of still smoking ashes which had been his home. There was nothing left there. Not even the frame which had enclosed his mother's picture had survived. As he stood staring at the broken corrals and the ashes where the barn had once stood, his hands strayed to the guns on either thigh, and his palms went up and down against the walnut as though they itched. His young face was a haggard mask, and his blue eyes plumbed the depths of hell. 3 weeks of riding, enough to kill a weaker man, 3 horses dead under him, and now this. He remembered the letter in his pocket, and he drew it forth. The chill morning wind rippled the stained paper.
"Son, I wish you could come back, if only for a little while. I realize that you're making money and a name for yourself, and I know that you probably still think that I was unduly hard on you at times. But believe me, my boy, when I say that I need you. The day of the small rancher in Pecos Valley is over, and the combines are moving in with better stock and more capital. Men, because of their money, think that they can buy a thing for which other men have given their lives. Someday, my part of this range will be yours. I have tried to keep it for you, son. But now, I need help. Harvey Dodge, whom I once knew on the old Chisholm Trail as a raider, has come here. Please, do not fail me. Your father, Tom Weston."
Lee put the letter back in the pocket of his bat wings. The name Harvey Dodge was scorched into his sight, so that everywhere he looked, the letters danced before him as though they were written in flame. His strong mouth hardened into a bitter line. 3 horses dead, and 3 weeks of hell, and he had been only hours late. He looked at the hoof marks in the churned earth and saw that at least 20 riders had made this raid. If he had arrived before their attack, he would probably now be dead. But he wasn't thinking of things like that. He was thinking of only one thing, of finding Harvey Dodge and pouring 12 slugs into him. He had often thought of coming home, but never had he dreamed that it would be like this. Smoking ashes and dead men. Those 3 sprawled riders who might have been friend or enemy. He did not know which. Coming home, with the acrid smell of powder smoke still lingering in the air. Coming home, and finding that he had no home. He turned to his mount, intending to ride away, but the horse stood in deep dejection. Lather dried upon his flanks and eyes glazed with weariness. Lee took the riata from the horn and walked out to the small band of broncs which had escaped from the corrals. He dropped his noose over the head of a buckskin who had not run away with the rest. Even the horses had changed here, but Lee Weston had been away for 6 years. He saddled, forgetting that he himself was ready to drop from fatigue. He saw no ashes now, no mound of earth. He saw only the blazing letters that spelled Harvey Dodge.